Harris wants you to know she's pro-gun, man. She's just like Donald Trump. And it's gotten completely ridiculous. I mean, to the point where she's running ads to assure people she would never take their guns.
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws, I believe.
We'll not take anyone's gun away. That's a lie, she said at the debate with Trump.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. But let's hear from Kamala personally. And I don't even think people on our side realize how bad this is. Mandatory gun. Okay, this is not, hey, we'll give you some money for your guns if you want to turn them in. Mandatory. How many? 5 million. How do I know? She said. Came out of her mouth. But what's the scariest about this woman is she believes she can take your guns executively with just a signature. In fact, mocked Joe Biden when he said, look, we got the Second Amendment. I mean, you can't just take 5 million of their guns with your signature. She thinks she can.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
Mandatory. And she thinks she can do it executively, which, folks, if they got the presidency, the House, and the Senate, they'll just remake the Supreme Court. Supreme Court will just say, yes, ma'am, whatever she wants to do.
Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's get constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
We've got a constitution. I mean, that's how much, right there in that clip, how much more radical than him she is. That was the Democrat primary debate in 2020. Folks, it hasn't even been 5 years. But this is the ad she's running over the weekend.
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws. I believe that we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes.
By the way, she had to walk that back over the weekend. No, she did. The liberals were very offended that a good liberal voter could be shot just for breaking into her house. It's not fair. So, why is she doing this? This is what's so cool about this. This is one of these generational changes that we're seeing. Because she's having problems with black voters right now. And she needs women voters to vote for her. Listen to this. Before Barack Obama did all the damage, just 13% of gun owners were women. Between 2009 and 2023, as the Democrats are depolicing, terrorizing women, people are scared. Now, one in five women, in Common Core math, that'd be 20%. One in five women own a gun. That is fantastic. Nothing will turn you away from liberalism faster than having that gun taken from you. Or someone talking about it. One in five women own a firearm. The majority of first-time gun owners now, year after year, are women. In other words, you go in there, you're buying your first gun. Majority are women. Not men, women. Why? Democrat depolicing, Democrat crime rates. I don't care what they claim it's down. It's not. The FBI just leaves a lot of the top 60 Democrat-run cities out. These women are single moms. They're in Democrat-run cities. They're scared to death. And now she's walking around. I'm going to take your gun. I'm going to take 5 million guns. But you see what's so great here? It's so much bigger than this election or Trump or Kamala or whatever. Democrats now, I've never seen this in my life. Democrat, not since I've been following politics. Democrats walking around me. No, I love guns. Look, I got a gun. Hey, I won't take any guns. She's lying, of course, and I just demonstrated that. they can't even say it anymore because of why? They depoliced and now women are terrified. They need their guns to survive living under Democrat policies. And those women flip when you talk about it. Listen to this. Particularly black women. This is Essence magazine. The majority of women, first-time gun owners, are black. I should say the plurality are black. 43%. So this isn't just women going for guns for the first time. This is black women who did not have guns going for guns. Because they have to. I mean, they have to survive the Democrat policy. But look what's being flooded into their communities. The worst criminals on earth coming right over that border. We're supposed to celebrate. They don't look like they're celebrating. Again, as of 2022, women are the fastest growing group of gun owners in America. You know why? Democrat policies. You got to have a gun. You got to have a gun. Or good luck. Good luck. So Democrats want to be seen as having the same gun policies as Republicans. You know why that's so good? That is going to protect the Second Amendment right there. And they did it to themselves with their own policies. You can't even say to women, by the way, when I started in politics, majorities of Americans wanted much stricter gun laws. They wanted gun confiscation. It was always 46, 47% versus 52, 53. Women in particular were anti-gun. Now they're afraid for women to hear, hey, you may not be able to have a gun. They're terrified of that. Democrats have done this to themselves, but it's good news.